An enemy ship carrying weapons of mass destruction. These coast guards on a mission to intercept the vessel. A helicopter ready to help in any search and rescue operation. This is a scenario designed to train the coast guards of the Philippines, United States, and Japan together for the first time.
That's the best way we can do the interoperability and the training that three nations agreed upon.
The exercises are taking place on the edge of the South China Sea, about 25 kilometers from the coast of Bataan in the northern Philippines. But the waterway is claimed almost entirely by China.
Four Coast Guard vessels are participating in these exercises, two from the Philippines, one from the United States, one from Japan. But there is a fifth one on the horizon that serves as a lookout for any unwanted entity.
Some of those so-called entities could be China-flagged ships. They've been patrolling the South China Sea and adjacent waters with increasing numbers and frequency. In April, the crew of a Chinese Coast Guard vessel was accused of trying to block a Philippine Coast Guard boat, nearly causing a collision. A similar incident happened last week, this time between the U.S. and Chinese navies in the Taiwan Strait.
The fact that this was announced over the radio prior to doing it clearly indicated that it was intentional.
But China blames the U.S. for escalating tensions in the region.
I want to emphasize that the truth is that the U.S. side stirred up troubles and made provocation first, while the Chinese side dealt with this in accordance with corresponding laws and regulations.
Under President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the Philippines has forged closer security ties with both the U.S. and Japan. The first maritime exercises between the three countries are the latest sign of an emerging coalition that is seeking to counter China's growing regional dominance.
Together, our Coast Guards will reinforce and model international rules and norms at sea in order to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The Philippines, U.S., and Japan have planned for months to carry out joint patrols in the South China Sea. Drills like these, featuring Coast Guard vessels from the three nations next to each other in open sea, show that future has arrived. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, in the South China Sea.